Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor at that website. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
Wahey!
That's how I'm going to open it now. That's my new catchphrase.
Wahey!
Hey, top tip for beating the heat, because it's heating up in Southern Hemisphere
in
right
this
now.
Room specifically.
Specifically in this room. Put all your clothes in the fridge until you're ready to go out.
Have you done that?
I've done that. Crispy champion. Crispy.
That's a great idea.
Feel great.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
do you feel?
I feel
rubbish. Right?
Yeah, I do feel rubbish.
Yeah.
I had a hot shower that I put on warm clothes. So I'm a little
dizzy.
You're
doing it all wrong. You're doing it all wrong. Put your pants in the vegetable crisper. That's what I'm saying.
In a plastic bag or just with the vegetables?
Just free. Just,
okay, just among it.
Yeah.
Just, you live with other people, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, just, yeah. Just wanted to check that.
That's fine.
All right, I wanted to quickly bring this up.
That's what this podcast is about, by the way.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
For new listeners.
We're about comic book movies and movies, aren't we?
Correct.
That's what we do.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
All the nerd stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Well, not all of it, just really the stuff that we bother watching.
Yeah. Not the bad nerd stuff.
Certainly not.
Actually, that's not true, because we're going to talk about Gotham this week, so.
Okay, so, a guy called Nan Mai, and I'm sorry because I did butcher your name, I'm sure of it. He sent us in a new t-shirt design.
It's amazing.
It's bloody amazing, mate.
Yeah.
And because we mentioned it last week, like, oh, we probably won't do t-shirts because it's a lot of effort.
Now we kind of have to do t-shirts.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So these designs, if you've seen one of my new videos, there's one up on there, but there's about four or five of them. If you Google Redbubble and The Weekly Planet, you'll find it there. And it's under the username Golden Legend, which is this guy, Nan.
We'll put it on the Facebook page.
I'll put it on the Facebook as well. Cool. Look, they're about $25 each, but you can get hoodies and whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to break it down how the profit is here so people don't think that we're like ripping people off. Redbubble keep 80%.
Yep.
The remaining 20% we're splitting. So Nan's getting 10 and we split the remaining 10. So we'll make like a buck or a couple of bucks less than off each shirt.
It's not about the money.
Exactly.
It's about
it's
sweet
not.
Merch.
Because what did you've said this millions of times. You nobody ever makes money on t-shirts.
Not at all, no.
But everybody who's seen that logo was like, you should make that into a t-shirt, love the new logo, whatever. So if you want it, go bloody get it, mate.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one.
I'm actually going to get one also, yeah. With my own face on it, because I'm nothing if not incredibly vain.
So yeah, I just want to say thanks to Nan for that.
Absolutely.
And I really, really appreciate it. And, you know, thank you to anybody who decides to buy them or not. Because even, you know, even though we don't get no money or not a lot of money from it, you're getting it out there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I'm assuming they're pretty good quality, right? These t-shirts?
Yeah, usually on American Apparel. You can select. You can pick, like, what kind of...
Can I get a scoop neck?
I don't know if you can get a scoop
neck. Can I get a V-neck?
I think you can probably get a V-neck.
All right, good. Yeah. But
a deep V-neck. A very... Your favorite very deep V-neck. That's what you want.
Also, I just wanted to quickly mention The Brute... Who listens every week. Mm-hmm. He actually emailed in specifically and
who creates our wonderful
theme song.
Makes it live every week.
Yeah, he says that he mostly listens to the tunes in for the theme song, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, he loves it and he said he'd buy one. This is before I even mentioned that there's t-shirts. Uh-huh. So if it's good enough for the Brute,
that's
bloody
right.
good enough for us.
That's
all I'm saying. Straight into the news, Mason. Big week for news.
I'm ready.
And then we'll talk about Gotham.
When you said, hey, because you said to me, hey... Somebody said to somebody at this last week. It doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is, somebody said, hey, we should do like wrap up of the TV, the comic book kind of TV.
Not even
stuff.
Like mid-season.
Yeah, mid-season kind of thing. And I said, which one should I get up to date? And you went, oh, just Gotham's finishing up. And I went, ugh. But you know what? I caught up on it. There's some good stuff in
there. There is some good stuff in there, absolutely. And we'll get to that, Mason. We'll hold, because I know that's what people are tuning in to listen to this week. So we'll keep that tight for later. All right. You're familiar with Ridley Scott?
Yes.
Apparently he won't be...
Not personally.
No, really? Send you that birthday card. One day. He'll be dead soon. You're never going to meet him. Anyway, Ridley Scott says...
Oh, yes.
He won't be directing Blade Runner 2.
Huh.
Which makes sense, I guess, because he's got a lot of irons on the fire. But he says Harrison Ford will show up in it, but only in like the third act.
Great.
Kind of grumble his way across.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, do some acting.
Is it going to be based on... Because there's been some spin-off. There's spin-off novels.
Yes.
The Blade Runner expanded universe.
And the movie Soldier.
Oh, yes. Certainly.
Which
Sorry.
Is a spin-off.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Sure. So are you saying, is it going to be based on that?
Yes.
Dunno. Well, which of those have old Harrison Ford?
None of them.
Then...
They're just Harrison Ford shortly after the movie Blade Runner.
Oh.
Okay, and we're scrapping another expanded universe, people. Another Harrison Ford expanded universe going to the dogs. Start her again. This is Harrison Ford's fault, if anything.
Yes, it really is, for getting older.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what they didn't scrap the expanded universe for, though?
What's that?
Indiana Jones. They reference young Indiana Jones Chronicles in Indiana Jones 4. The one of his adventures that he goes on. One of his shitty Indiana Jones young adventures that he goes on, they mention. Uh-huh. So, that's pretty good. Yeah. At least we know that that universe still lives.
Ugh.
Ridley Scott was also saying other things, though.
Isn't he doing a miniseries of something?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, great.
Maybe like Halo, but not Halo.
Okay, good.
But something like that. Yep. Yeah, uh-huh. I don't know. Anyway, Halo's out as well, that new miniseries. I'm watching any of it. You seen it?
No.
I'm not a Halo guy.
Is it on the web?
It's on Netflix. It's on the web. It's on Netflix. Or it might have been like Microsoft.com.
.com.
Sure. You know, whatever. Like, you know, like Xbox.
It's on the new Encarta CD.
Yes, it is.
It's in the new Encarta Encyclopedia CD-ROM. Next to that Weezer video clip.
Anyway, his movie Exodus is out this week, and maybe we'll talk about that next week, because I'm sure there's a Moses comic book, right?
Yeah,
there'd have to be at least one really good one.
No.
There'd have to be at least one.
Yes.
Certainly. Now, a lot of these religious-y kind of films cop a lot of flack for how they whitewash the cast.
Oh, yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Which is true. Uh-huh. But Ridley Scott had this to say on the whitewashing of...
Exodus.
Uh-huh. I can't...
I don't care! I'm rich! I'm old and rich! You all go to hell!
I can't mount a film on this budget where I have to rely on tax rebates in Spain and say that my lead actor is Muhammad so-and-so from such-and-such.
Oh, boy.
It's just not going to get financed, so the question doesn't even come up. Look, I understand why that wouldn't get financed, right? Uh-huh. I understand that, because that generally doesn't test well. People don't like that.
You need famous people.
Yeah, exactly. But do you have to do the Muhammad so-and-so?
You don't have to say those words. No, certainly.
So
Murdoch actually went on, he was on Twitter, and I think he said something like, "What? All the Egyptians I know are white." It's odd, right?
It's a really
Why did they give him Twitter? I don't understand.
That's an odd thing. Well, what? They're going to...
I bet Rupert Murdoch's Twitter password is password. Yeah. I bet I can hack it right now. I'll be back in a minute.
James Cameron also spoke about his Avatar sequels, which are filming back to back to back.
Oh,
there's three of them.
Uh-huh.
Like some kind of, I don't know, buddy cop comedy with three people. I don't know what that is. But...
Emilio Estevez, Charlie Sheen, Martin Sheen. It's the three we're talking about.
Not Damon Wayans, just to mix it up.
Oh, all the Wayanses.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah,
good. Yeah.
Absolutely. So he spoke
and
about...
And Martin Sheen. Okay, continue.
He spoke about his Avatar sequel saying, "I can tell you one thing about them," he said this laughing, "they're going to be bitching. You will shit yourself with your mouth wide open."
Oh, he did say that, didn't he? I'd forgotten about that, but he did say that.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be in the way of that. I wouldn't want to be part of that or witness that, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, do you think people will respond well to these Avatar films?
Yes.
I don't even think people are crying out for Avatar movies, let's be honest. I think he's going to have to do a lot of kind of, I don't know, something much better than visuals.
People are going
to
light up in droves.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we'll see, won't we?
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, I don't want to talk about Avatar.
And we're going to see it because we have a podcast, and at this point, literally millions of other people also have podcasts that are obligated to talk about movies on. So those
and we've got to keep ahead of the curve.
Yeah, so everybody's going to say
it. If we're going to remain the number one podcast, which we are, right?
Yeah.
Then we got to keep on.
It's the only reason we're still doing this, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because we're number one.
Christoph Waltz. Remember I mentioned last week that he's going to be a Bond villain, possibly?
Oh, yes.
And I said, I think he's going to be Blofeld.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's been reported that he's going to be Blofeld. Not confirmed.
Sure.
Bloody called it, though. Just saying.
Maybe this is a feedback loop, though. Maybe you've said that. and then somebody,
because we're the most popular podcast,
and somebody's picked that. The AP Newswire has picked that up. Variety's picked that up. It's come all the way back around, and it's been reported. But you know, there's no source there because it's us. This is Looper all over again. Ugh.
We've done it.
Yeah, we've done it.
It's so hot. I feel real negative because it's so hot. Do you feel that?
No, I'm quite good.
Okay,
again,
good.
Crispy,
crisp clothes,
so crispy.
Gotcha. Independence Day 2.
Oh, yes.
ID42.
Will Smith's not coming back.
Not
right?
coming back. No, but it is being it has been greenlit. Uh-huh. It's hitting in July 2016. They're originally going to do sequel and then threequel.
Yes.
But they're just like, we'll do the second one. We'll see how that tests. Uh-huh. We'll get Pullman back or Paxton.
Yep.
And then we'll go for it.
We'll get one of the Quaids.
Yes. With the one, yeah, the one who didn't fly a biplane into a spaceship. Or was it a regular? No, it's a regular plane. Like okay. A jet.
Yep.
What a good movie. What a movie.
Yes.
Better than Godzilla. 98.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to talk about Oscar Isaacs in a bit. Oscar Isaac. You're familiar with him. He's in the new Star Wars. He was in Inside Dylan Lewis. I'm going to show you a picture just
okay,
quick.
Good.
He's in the new Star Wars. He's from the new Star Wars trailer, which we'll get to shortly. Uh-huh. I got that clicky thing on my iPad. Do you hear it?
Like an old man.
Like a Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go. This cool kid. He's not a kid, he's like a...
I recognize that face. Him.
Anyway, it's said that Variety, I think, is reporting, or someone is reporting, that he is Apocalypse in X-Men Apocalypse.
There you go.
So that's, I think that's a pretty decent choice.
That's a more solid choice, and I mean physically more solid.
Yes.
Like the whoever was in the other.
Oh, there was just a kid.
Yeah,
because I think they were like, is that when he was born, he was building pyramids with his mind.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, good.
So I wonder, though, if they're going to, like, big him up, because Apocalypse is supposed to be huge, and this weird rubbery shape-shifting monstrosity.
I want him to be huge in the film. I don't think they will.
Yeah, they don't do that so much.
I mean,
the biggest they got was Vinny Jones.
Juggernaut, yeah, and that was not.
Do you know, originally in X-Men Days of Future Past, the Quicksilver role was going to be a young Juggernaut, and then they swapped it out for Quicksilver the last minute, which probably ended up being the best scene in that movie.
Yeah.
Because what else happened in that movie? Time travel?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Kitty Pryde had those time travel powers.
She
no
did.
Reason.
There was that bit at the start where all the X-Men died. That was pretty good.
Yep.
Storm.
Storm was in it.
Bullets. Magneto.
Yep.
Presidents.
The president was definitely in it. Yep.
Yeah.
The president did one of these. Right?
Boy,
or am I thinking of an episode of The Simpsons?
You may be.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know, this is not related. The Nixon in that, is that the same Nixon from every movie where there's like Nixon, like Watchmen and everything else? Because it looks like the same guy.
Do you think there's like a bit part actor?
Yeah.
Like he's probably not in Frost Nixon.
He's not in Frost. That's Frank LaGallina.
Yeah, that's right. So do you think this is bit part Nixon?
Yeah.
And whenever they need to have a Nixon in the background.
Yeah.
But he's not it's not a film about presidents.
Yeah.
It's about mutants or it's about whatever.
Yeah.
They get bit part Nixon.
Yeah, they get
maybe. let's assume it is, yeah.
Bit part Nixon. Mm-hmm. I like that. Great.
Bit apart Nixon by dogs.
Michelle McLaren. We talked about her last week. She's Breaking Bad directoring and Game of
Thrones. She's definitely going to be directoring
Wonder Woman. Yeah, that's
okay,
pretty cool, right?
Yeah, nice.
I think that's a good choice. Mm-hmm. Now, the rumors are, this is just a rumor, there's going to be three Wonder Woman movies, not including like Justice League and Batman v Superman.
Uh-huh.
The first one's going to be set in the 20s, which is like her first encounter with like man's world and whatever.
Oh, yes.
Second one, 1940s, World War II backdrop. Third one, 1910. No, future. I mean, present. Present day.
The present day. Yeah. 2010. Present day. Great.
Yeah. 2010. That's right. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. It's kind of seems like a Captain America kind of take.
Yeah, that's
really... Where you do your first one in the past and
that's
then
fun.
Edge forward. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. So I'm okay with that. So she's ageless or she ages slow, I guess?
She's ageless.
In this version.
Wait. Yeah, ageless.
Yeah.
Wait.
She does age, doesn't she? Like, slowly.
Well, her mum, Hippolyta, looks about the same age.
Mm.
So I don't know. Maybe it's the Superman deal.
Might be.
Exponentially slower.
Exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What else you got?
For that?
No news.
No, nothing.
Oh.
No. Okay. You saw, there was a Jurassic World trailer this week.
Actually, I had news.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if I have news. Is this old news? Did Sylvester Stallone want to set Expendables 4 in space? Is that old news?
I haven't heard that.
Well.
What's the date on that?
I can't remember.
He did say that it was a mistake not making Expendables 3 R-rated.
Yes.
which is true. But yeah. It was also a mistake not making that very good.
True. But I don't know. I read this recently. It's probably really old. But I read that people... there was an interview with Sly Stallone, and he's partly about that R-rating thing, but then he's like, we're gonna put Expendables 4 in a place, it's going to be R-rated, and it's going to be in a place you've never seen before. And like, there are people like, send them back in time to World War II. That was one of the options.
Sure.
Which is ridiculous.
But
slightly less ridiculous, put them in space.
Yes. I think I'd rather...
time travel or space?
Which do you want to see?
Space.
Yeah, you're probably right. It'd be like Fortress 2, I'd imagine.
Yes.
That's how that would go.
Yeah.
Which is a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
Anyway, sorry I derailed for that.
No, not at all. I'm glad I know that. Yeah. So, that's just like spitballing though, I assume. That's not... it wasn't like, yeah, definitely. It was
probably him wild and crazy on human growth hormone, if I had to guess.
Just saying anything.
Yeah.
All right. Two big trailers this week, Mason.
Oh, yes.
First one being Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
That was originally going to come out like Thursday or Friday, and they moved it forward, which was wise, because you don't put the Jurassic World trailer up against the Star Wars trailer.
No.
People love Jurassic Park.
Do you, though?
No.
All right.
But which got more...
they didn't, certainly.
Yeah. Which got more of the buzz, would you say?
Everybody I know is talking about the Star Wars trailer on Facebook.
Exactly.
Literally everybody.
Yes. So, yeah.
Rupert Murdoch can't stop talking about it.
Now, this is from Matthew R. He's got some thoughts on the Jurassic World trailer, which we'll get to. Hey, James and Mason, I just saw the trailer for Jurassic World and I thought it looked really cool. Then I learned that the director is planning, if this movie does well, to turn it into a trilogy much like the original. I don't know how I feel about this, as the movie is sounding more like a reboot than an actual sequel. What are your opinions if these claims are true? I was wondering if I could be the official Canadian of the podcast. Sure. We may already have one, but sure.
You guys can fight it out really politely.
Yes. Give out the excellent work. Yeah, I think it's a sequel, I'd imagine.
It's definitely
it
a sequel.
It seems like it. Yeah, it is.
Let's talk about it extensively.
Please.
Okay.
Did you like it?
Yes.
The look of it?
Yes.
There's a few complaints. It's all... there's some kind of, obviously, kind of CGI-y shots. But people complain a lot about the gate. How the gate didn't look real. But the director came out on Twitter and said, no, we built the gate. That's just the
standard. So it is a real gate.
Yeah.
It's very plasticky looking.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not. But they're going to... they've got the gate and they're going to refilm that. That was apparently just for the trailer.
Oh, interesting. People were so outraged by the gate. I guess because that's an iconic the first one.
It is, yeah.
It does seem very much like they've retreaded a lot of stuff.
Sure.
Who do you think Chris Pratt is? Do you think he's Muldoon's
son? He's a Muldoon. No, I don't know if he's Muldoon's son, but he's some... yeah, somebody. He's a Muldoon
type. We're
all
someone's daughter, we're all someone's son. That's an Australian lyric. And it doesn't matter. Anyway. Look, I'm... It's interesting. They've clearly used some elements from the previous Jurassic Park 4 script.
Yes, the tampering with the DNA
to make
hybrids.
Hybrid super soft. But it's just the Tyrannosaurus Rex with long arms, right?
Yeah, and that's smarter-ish, I guess, maybe.
That's
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah, it is.
See,
it's supposed to have like camouflaging abilities and whatever and a bunch of different stuff.
Okay.
It's got... the rumors were Tyrannosaurus Rex, Raptor, Snake.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. Yep. Stinger? I don't know.
Yeah.
Can cuttlefish to change colour or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
So, and maybe some human DNA mixed in there, Mason.
Oh.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Or would it? But did you, watching it, a lot of people like, it took me right back to the original Jurassic Park or whatever. Did it take you back?
No, not really.
Me neither.
No.
And I love the Jurassic Park. We were like the dead on age.
We were the prime demo for that. Yeah,
yeah.
We were probably one of the age of one of those kids in the film.
That's right.
The girl or the other kid.
I think they're both guys.
No, there was a girl, right?
No.
All right. Fine.
One's the Iron Man 3 kid.
Yep.
One's a kid from Kings of Summer.
No, I mean in the original Jurassic
Park. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Crisis averted there. I would have spent the rest of the podcast going, no, I think he's definitely wrong. Definitely wrong about this.
So, yeah, Chris Pratt. People are like, serious Chris Pratt's kind of spinning me out.
Oh, yes.
What do you think of that?
No, it's fine.
Me too.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
let him show up in everything. Yeah, but the new dinosaur, what did you think of that? I mean, we didn't really see it. But it's clearly the one that gets out and like causes the damage or whatever.
Oh.
But it seems like I like the idea that... well, the director was saying things like he wants to build this theme park where everybody's on their cell phone and whatever. And you see a bit of it where that giant Monosaurus, whatever, just comes out of the water, eats the shark.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's just on their cell phones, like filming it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So he wants to put like a lot of the kind of that where people are so kind of disengaged from everything that... he's making social commentary.
He is making a lot of social commentary, but I don't think people want social commentary in this, right? Although, I guess...
they all have social commentary, don't they?
don't tamper with.
One's about the Linux system.
And, oh yes,
and hacking.
Yep.
One's certainly about capturing dinosaurs. One's about tricking Sam Neill into going to an island and stealing eggs.
Oh yeah,
they're all social. They're all social. But yeah, do you like the big fish dinosaur? It's a big fish.
Big fish looked good.
Yeah,
but that's not really a threat to anyone.
No.
On the island, right?
No.
So
it feels like that could probably jump into the crowd if it wanted to.
Sure. Like, just the once. Yeah. Yeah. But what a spectacular!
What a moment.
What else is interesting about that trailer?
The raptor pack.
The raptor pack, have they been genetically modified to be on Chris Pratt's team?
Well, that's what I thought, but a lot of people were like, no, they can be trained and whatever, whatever. And I made the comparison, you couldn't train a crocodile. I think someone even made the argument, it's like, you can train a crocodile. No, you cannot train a crocodile, not to be friendly. You can train it to jump up and eat like a chicken, but if you cannot train
one. If you were alone, if you turned your back on it, it would still eat you.
Yeah, immediately.
Because it doesn't go, oh, that one's the provider of chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they'll take you out in a heartbeat. And the thing about crocs are as well, and they're probably the same as raptors, they're smart. Like, they're super smart.
Right.
So I just don't think that.
I thought the implication of that, because it was just a fraction of a second.
Yeah.
I thought the implication there was that, like, Chris Pratt's on a mission.
Yeah.
He's got to get out there. He's just driving through those raptors. Like, he doesn't even care. He is so stone cold that he's dealt with all this stuff before.
Yeah.
He knows the raptors are killers. He's just going for whatever he has to go for.
I think there's something going on there. The fact that they open the gates and they kind of let him out.
Yeah.
I think that's
like
all intentional.
Like a race. Like a steeplechase. Like a greyhound
race. Maybe they're just having a race.
Yeah, probably just having a race.
But people have also said they're all running from the big dinosaur.
Maybe.
So that'd be cool.
Yeah.
There's actually, I mentioned this, I did a trailer breakdown-y thing. There's a section, you see the Jurassic Park map in the background behind Bryce Dallas Howard. Also, I like Bryce Dallas Howard, but she's a franchise killer.
Oh, yes? What else has she killed?
Spider-Man.
Okay.
What was that other one?
Everything M. Night Shyamalan has done.
Yep. What else?
We can't put all the blame on her.
No, definitely not. I think
95% can go on her.
She happens to be, I think she's a great actress or actor, whatever. But I think whenever when she shows up, then that kind of tanks.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the new Claire Danes.
Ooh.
I don't know if that's anything. But, yeah, I was going to say, you could see the map of Jurassic Park, and there's a big section at the top which says restricted area.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at the, I looked into
the. Here we go.
And I lined it up with the original Jurassic Park map, and some of that laps over with the T-Rex fence.
Okay.
So I'm thinking the T-Rex is still up there.
Yep.
Just stomping about.
Uh-huh.
And then an image of that, of a T-Rex appeared online, which is going to appear in the movie. And it's got the same scars down the side that where the raptors attacked it in the first movie.
Interesting.
So I think that same T-Rex is stomping around there. And I think Chris Pratt is going to somehow get them to come
fight.
Together. Yeah. That's what I think is going to happen.
Love it.
Yeah. Mm. And Godzilla. Or King Kong, whatever. All of those.
So good.
People have asked before about the Godzilla King Kong movie. That wouldn't work at all. King Kong's like 40 feet high. Godzilla's I mean, it's been done before.
Yeah, it has been. There is a Godzilla King Kong film.
Yeah.
I don't think they mentioned it. Like, it was in the era where you didn't have to explain that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to shoot one of them with a ray which made the bigger or smaller. They just met in the middle of the city and just punched on for a bit.
Yeah.
I think King Kong was bigger. Like, I think they were both building size.
Okay, sure. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Pretty
good.
Well, we kind of always already saw that in Peter Jackson's King Kong as well. He fights those dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah, totally, yeah.
That was a pretty good part of that really long and terrible movie, wasn't it?
And how. Okay, what else happened in this trailer? What else is good in it?
I like the whole... I don't know, not a whole lot.
Look, I'm optimistic about it.
Me too, yeah. I like the director.
Uh-huh.
You know, what's interesting. The original Jurassic Park, there's only about 4 minutes of actual CGI dinosaurs and everything else. There's 11 minutes of dinosaurs in total. Only 4 of that is CGI.
Oh, yes.
Which is not a hell of a lot.
Uh-huh.
I just think that's really interesting.
And how much in this one? Is there like 10,000 effective?
It looks mostly... I know they are doing some practical stuff,
uh-huh.
but everything that I saw there looks CGI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything. But, you know,
that's
the way the... But you know what else? When you set something at daytime, which a lot of that trailer is, you notice the CGI more.
Which is
why the original T-Rex attack is set at night. Well, it's probably set at night in the books. But you don't as much notice when it's CGI and when it's not.
Right.
So I think the stuff, I think you wouldn't notice it as much if all that. If it was at nighttime and that thing jumped out and ate the shark and was like, I love this, then you wouldn't. notice as much.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know. If they are taking on board people's notes about what they don't and don't like, I guess I'm optimistic they might tweak some of that stuff. Mm. And you know, I think Godzilla, the latest Godzilla, sort of proved that you can do CGI in the daytime. Like,
oh, yeah,
CGI has improved to the point where
yeah,
that will look pretty good.
But, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't find it jarring. I wasn't like
no, me neither. Bad CGI. No, no. I think people would like to complain about everything, including us, really.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. There's that roly-bally thing. That's pretty good. Where they're in the roly ball and they go
the gyroscope
and they're like paddling down the river and there's stegosauruses. Yep. Stegosaurus, my favorite dinosaur.
Huh.
Do you know why?
Spikes.
I don't have a reason.
Great.
Sometimes you don't need a reason.
All right, fine.
You love what you love.
Mine's
you know?
The ankylosaur because it's got the big clubby tail.
And the thing on its back.
Yeah.
Very hard to kill, apparently. You have to flip it over.
Oh, I know.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I think he's a good director. He's only really done the Safety Not Guaranteed and this.
Yeah.
But yeah,
were you saying in that video clip the new dinosaur has some sort of like it does some sort of incredible fake out?
Oh
like
yeah, sorry, I did say that. Yeah. Okay, so there's a bit in the trailer, and this might be wrong, but this is just what I've gleaned from it, where Chris Pratt's inspecting the wall, where that dinosaur's tried to escape, or it looks like, and he's wondering whether it's climbed out. Cuts to later in the trailer. And he's in that same enclosure. It looks like the same time of day. There's scratches on the wall and it's like bearing down on him.
Yeah.
So I think what happened is it kind of lures him in so that, you know... And
it fakes an escape.
Fakes an escape, hides.
Yeah.
Waits camouflage. Till he camouflages, waits till he comes in. Cunning. And then cunning.
Snake powers.
Snake...
He tends to be a cuttlefish.
And comes after him. So I think that would be really interesting if it's that smart.
Yeah.
But I think as well, I think it'd be awesome at the end if you have the T-Rex take it down. Because I know a lot of people don't like the fact that the Spinosaurus was killed the T-Rex in Jurassic Park 3.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Not really.
It's an awesome scene. You can watch it on YouTube. It's like a minute or whatever. They meet in Jurassic Park 3. They kind of battle for a bit. The Spinosaurus has arms. Grabs it by the neck with its jaws and hands and just breaks its neck and just drops it.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
Cool.
Yeah. So... check that out.
I will.
At comicbookmovie.com.
Yeah. The home of breaking necks. We got them all. Man of Steel. That one in Jurassic Park 3. Gotta be some other sweet neck breaks.
I'm sure there must be. I watched an episode of Supernatural this week that had a neck break.
Oh, we'll put that on there. Put that on the site. We'll make a t-shirt. All the classic neck breaks of pop culture.
All the best ones.
Also, did you hear...
Can you include back breaks, Batman?
Nah. Gotta be a neck.
All right. Joker snapped his own neck.
Yep, good point.
Go on.
Yep. Did you hear this in the trailer? If you listen real close.
Yep.
This is just in the middle here. Hang on. Have a listen to this. Oh, that amuses me greatly. The problem with these... because they're... you know, there's the classic Jurassic Park melodica one. People have made...
It's on the kazoo or something.
Yeah, on the kazoo with this for the new trailer. They put it in the wrong spot though, because the Jurassic Park theme is right at the end. They've done a really kind of melancholy version or a sinister version at the end. That's where you put it on.
Yeah,
these guys have all done it too early.
Bullshit.
I know, right?
What a pack of dickheads.
Lift your game, everyone who's making a fake trailer for Jurassic World.
Oh, man.
All right, that's now let's get to the meat.
Let's
do
it.
The meat, because this is the one everybody's talking about.
Well, before we do that, Mason.
Okay, then. Let's hold off on the meat.
The Gareth Edwards, who's directing a Star Wars spin-off, it's also Star Wars related.
Uh-huh.
He said that it's been said that his Star Wars movie, and you'll love this, is going to be a heist film.
Yes! Yes!
You love a heist movie. It's going to apparently be a gang of... This is all rumor. Yep. A gang of bounty hunters stealing the Death Star plans. Even though we know, Mason, because we've played video games, that Kyle Katarn steals the Death Star
plans.
That's
right. So it's not going to be. Well, just throw another piece of the expanded universe in the toilet, why don't you? Lucas?
The leader of the group will apparently be someone who shows up in Episode 7.
Kyle Katarn.
So, yeah, sure, whatever.
Great.
Yeah. So I guess they'll change that or whatever. Yeah. There's a whole lot of different like people who have a hand in that. There's... Princess Leia, obviously, and whatever. Yep.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's maybe some Bothans. I know that's the second one. But there's also Han Solo.
Throw that in real quick. Just maybe there's some Bothans. You know.
I don't know.
Okay.
They do know.
No, you know what Bothans are. Bothans. You bloody know.
And Han Solo's...
He's a cool guy. Not a cool guy.
Solo's ex-girlfriend, Brya Tharan, has a hand in it as well.
Huh.
Who ends up dying. Or maybe she comes back. I don't know. Okay. I know you think I know, but I don't. All right. I don't.
All right.
So that's cool, yeah, if that's true.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But let's talk about the new Star Wars trailer.
Okay.
Now, this was originally going to be released in 30 select US theaters.
Oh, yes.
If you recalled correctly. Now, I was mad about this, right? Uh-huh. Normally, I'm like, whatever, who cares? But I'm not mad because of not seeing it. I'm mad because it's dumb.
Right.
Because everybody's first reaction of that, everyone's first look at that trailer is going to be someone's filmed it on their iPhone and uploaded it,
yes,
to YouTube.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And that's a mistake.
And then you're watching it on your iPhone.
Yes.
Because it's come through on Twitter and you're like, I've got to see it now. And so you're watching this, so it's two layers removed from being good. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So they wisely released it online on Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was a great idea. I mean, Marvel kind of did a similar thing when the Avengers trailer got leaked. They didn't want people to see it like that, and so they released the Age of Ultron teaser or whatever. Did you watch it and stuff?
It came out here at 2:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
I happened to be up at 2:15. Oh,
really?
In the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't stay up to watch it. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, fine.
Yeah, you're partying.
And I went to the Apple iTunes.
The worst website.
The worst website. It didn't work. And then like 2 minutes later, it was on YouTube.
Yeah. So, yeah. Done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to go there for all my trailers.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember you going there. That's what I remember.
I'd invite you over.
Yep.
I'd go to that website. But I kind of stayed up for a bit because it was supposed to be, for some reason, the people were saying it was going to be released at midnight,
yes,
which was like 7 o'clock at night here. So I'm like, sweet, I'll just watch it. Didn't come out. So I went to bed. I woke up at 4 a.m. for whatever reason, as I sometimes do. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, if I watch this, then I'll have to start making stuff. So I'm like, don't watch it. Just stay in bed, you fucking idiot.
So, I have to start producing content for the web.
So I watched it. Of course. And I'm not the only person. I thought I was the only person who had this reaction because I watched it in my room, pitch black, on my iPad.
Uh-huh.
And that first scene where the stormtrooper guy pops up, I fucking nearly jumped out of my fucking skin. And I know everybody says that, but that really scared the shit out of me. Because, you know, every Star Wars trailer is kind of like, and it's like it shows the Tatooine suns and a ship flies over and it's all sad and then whatever.
There is always, you're right, it's always sand and sadness.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they did that, right?
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Just to really shock people out of.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
I think if I'd seen something was more like the Phantom Menace trailer,
yeah,
I would have been like, not again. I know it. Yeah, so I think I'm optimistic. I was optimistic for the prequels.
Yeah.
And I was bitterly disappointed.
Every time?
Yes, but I'm more optimistic about this, and I think it's probably because they've shaken up the format a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, it seems there's more kind of fluidity to it.
Yeah.
Especially the prequels, and the Red Letter Media reviews touch on this a lot. Every dialogue scene in that is two guys or three guys sitting in a room. They're on opposite couches, and it just goes shot, reverse shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a ridiculous battle scene that couldn't possibly happen, right? And it just kind of, that's how those movies go. Mm. Boring conversation, ridiculous battle scene, boring conversation.
Yeah, but ridiculous battle scene, bloodless.
Yes.
Not interesting, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. But it feels as well like, compared especially to the prequels. Do you remember there's that famous Rick McCullen quote where every shot is so dense of the prequels? It's got something going on. This is not that.
Yes.
Like the Millennium Falcon, which you see in it, it's only up against two TIE fighters.
Yes.
But you see at the start of like Revenge of the Sith, for example, the ships fly in and it's just craziness.
It's chock-a-block. It's chock-a-block. As we would say.
And it's like just lasers from every direction. There's like 20 bloody Star Destroyers. And
there's
just
a lot of zoom shots. They figured out how to do CGI zoom shots. Yeah. So every second, there's just a lot of...
And there's actually a bit in that. They're like, yeah, we put everything in that scene, including the kitchen sink. There's actually a bit, and you can sort of make it out, where they put an actual kitchen sink which flies across the screen.
Great.
So that is not as exciting as that 5 seconds of Millennium Falcon doing a barrel roll.
Yeah. In the atmosphere as well.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Which you don't really see a lot of.
Correct.
It reminded me more of the asteroid chase in Empire Strikes Back, which is, I watched that today. Uh-huh. That's still amazing. Uh-huh. That asteroid chase. It's pretty good.
Cool.
You don't like it though, do you? Because you're afraid of asteroids.
Yeah, exactly.
Bloody coward, mate. did you get the nostalgic feeling that a lot of people got?
Maybe in that Millennium Falcon bit.
Yeah, same with me.
Nothing really.
Not
else.
So much.
I think everything's had enough of a tweak.
Yeah.
Maybe the little the speeder section.
Oh yeah. Cool.
Mm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was alright.
Yeah. Well, let's why don't we break it down?
Okay, cool.
Scene by scene.
All right.
So like the big things.
Let's start with the first scene.
Okay. The stormtrooper pops up.
Yep.
Black stormtrooper.
Correct.
Initially, a lot of people are like, why is there a black stormtrooper?
Yes. I think the prequels seem to have confused people.
Yes.
Because they're really bad. But I think that it should be taken as given that the stormtroopers in the original trilogy are just regular guys.
Yeah, well, that's...
They've just been recruited.
Yeah.
Or they've joined up as part of the Imperial Army.
Yeah.
They're just regular dudes, like a regular army.
Yeah, like, exactly.
At this point, all the clone troopers are dead.
Yeah.
Like, by the start of the original trilogy, all the...
It's been 30 years. Or
it's been 30 years. All the clone troopers are dead,
yeah.
Surely, at that point.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a couple left.
Yeah.
But people are still like, what about...
Why doesn't he look like that New Zealander guy?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, I just did a video on this today.
Uh-huh.
But basically what happens is there's a clone uprising.
Yep.
Palpatine decides, the Emperor, whatever you want to call him, decides that it's dangerous to have one template for all clones.
Uh-huh.
So the current stormtroopers are a mixture of some of the original clones.
Uh-huh.
They have a rapid aging thing, so a lot of them are dead. Other cloning templates.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they might recruit a guy, and if they're...
So, like, a cowboy guy. Like a cop guy.
Yes.
Like a leather guy.
Like a leather guy.
Like a Native American guy.
Exactly. And if, like, a guy signs up and they're happy with his kind of DNA, they'll clone him a couple of times or whatever. Or if it's just someone they're not entirely happy with, they'll just slot him into the army. So, it's made up of basically new clones.
Yep.
And, well, some old clones and conscripts.
Okay, cool.
Or people who sign up themselves.
There you go.
So, that's... Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, but people don't seem to know.
And a black guy. One black guy.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. After that, we've got... I like that guy, John Boyega, as well. I think that's a cool choice.
What do you think he's waking up from?
I think...
Party?
Yes.
A cool party.
I think that he's a TIE fighter pilot. And I think that he's one of the TIE fighters against the Millennium Falcon.
He's wearing a Stormtrooper outfit.
Yeah, but I think they change it up.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
I think that he... Because it's been rumored that he is a pilot as well.
Okay, right.
I know, because it's not... TIE fighters traditionally black outfit.
Yeah.
But it's 30 years on, Mason.
All right, okay.
You're forgetting.
Yeah, I'm forgetting.
And I think...
Fashion changes, you're right.
And I think there's another concept out of a... Leaked concept out of a crash TIE fighter.
Uh-huh.
So I think... I'm pretty sure that's what's going on there.
Yeah.
And he's got the Force and whatever. And he's like, I'll use this to my advantage.
Could it be that they've taken the sequences out of sync? like out of order.
Yeah,
later on, and then we see the stormtroopers landing.
Yeah,
and maybe
It could be that as well.
He's a survivor of whatever that battle
exactly.
Was.
Yeah,
okay, right.
I did a video. I put both of those options, Mason.
Great, good. As long as we're on the same page.
After that, people didn't like this so much. There's like an R2-D2 kind of robot, but it's got like the body of like a soccer ball.
Uh-huh.
People hate that for whatever reason.
Opinion, wow. Yeah. People have got a lot of opinions about this 88 seconds or whatever it is.
With most of it is blackness as well, if you notice. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not the
There's a fan edit I saw, and it's like, The Force Awakened for fan qualifications or something like that. And he's edited around, he's cut out the stormtrooper at the start, and he's cut out some of the.
Is this real?
What's it? Yeah, it's a guy.
I mean, real, like a guy did this.
Yeah, a guy did this, and he's explained it in his YouTube description, and he's cut out like some of the Millennium Falcon barrel roll because you couldn't do it like with a model, like you could only do it CG. So he's like, well, we're not going to like that, so I'm going to cut that out. And then he's like, you know, and there's too much blackness, so I'm cutting that out. And he cut out the. I think he cut out the lightsaber because it's not period accurate or whatever. Like, it's not accurate to the remainder of the movies and stuff. I think he's a bit.
Yeah.
He's a big fan.
Yeah,
he's a bit special.
Sure. Yeah. I didn't buy the soccer ball robot, though.
No, it's fine.
And you know what's smart about that is?
Yep.
I think that droid will be like the comic relief, kind of like the R2-D2.
Oh, yes.
You've taken it away from the Uncanny Valley, right?
Uh-huh.
The Uncanny Valley, for those who don't know, the closer you make something to look humanoid and CGI, the more people hate it.
Right.
Polar Express, to a lesser extent, Jar Jar Binks.
Bicentennial Man.
Yes. And so I think the reason people like R2-D2 is because he doesn't have a bloody human face on it.
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. So that's why that works.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Side note, David Prowse doesn't have a role in this film.
No.
We got sent that a couple of times.
We did.
By
well,
listeners.
Actually, I meant to bring that up. He has dementia.
Yeah, which is sad.
Which is really sucks for old Prowsey.
Yeah.
Because we're big David Prowse supporters on the show.
I guess we are.
Yeah.
But yeah, he doesn't have a role, which is a shame.
Yeah.
They could have given him a cameo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stan Lee style, put him in there. But
he burnt a lot of bridges, though.
Oh, yeah, I guess he did. That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, it's disappointing they didn't bring him in. When, as we know, for the table read for episode 7, they brought in Kenny Baker.
I don't think they did, actually. I think we said that.
Oh, okay, right,
I think
there
was,
okay.
Yeah. But...
Right. I'm going to maintain that they did.
Sure. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
It should have. Yeah, you could. I mean, the guy who played Boba Fett is in the prequels. Like, he's a pilot.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just see him kind of briefly.
Yeah.
I mean, they took out his voice of the original trilogy, so at least give him another role. Because, you know, they dubbed him over with a New Zealand guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty good. After that, you got Daisy Ridley, who's rumoured to be Princess Leia and Han Solo's kid.
Oh, yes.
She's on, like, that speeder bike.
Uh-huh.
And there's actually, like, a thing on the side, like a staff, it looks like.
Oh, yes.
People are saying it could be, like a lightsaber pike or a Tusken Raider gun or just, like, a piece of scrap metal or whatever.
Could be any number of things.
But it's not... It's interesting, though. It's not that interesting. But it's not in the, it's not in the next shot.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you see her take off and it's not there. So, whatever it is, she removes it.
Okay.
So...
Oh, that's right. And the guy who did that fan edit, he also... He cut one of those sequences. He cut one of the speeder bike because in one, she's wearing goggles and the second, she isn't wearing goggles.
Oh, okay.
So, he cut one of those out because he's like, continuity doesn't work.
Jeez.
Taking it out.
She's also wearing, it looks like Stormtrooper, like she's taken just the eye bit from a Stormtrooper mask and those are her goggles.
Yeah, cool.
So that's pretty sweet.
Nice.
Then it's the Stormtrooper dropship, new design.
Yep.
Thoughts?
Of the Stormtrooper?
Yeah.
A little too smooth, maybe?
Okay, sure.
It's interesting.
It is the future, Mason.
It is you're right, it is.
Or the past. Closer to us, though, by 30 years.
Oh, so it's now.
Yes.
Now, so yeah, look, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm sure 2 minutes in, I'll be adjusted to it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did he cut that out of his trailer?
I can't remember. I can't find it now, so it's fine.
Next is X-Wing pilot, which is Oscar Isaac.
Yep. Uh-huh.
He's Rebel pilot or whatever. It's not clear whether the Rebels have kind of taken control of the galaxy.
Yeah,
it looks like they haven't.
It's been 30 years.
It's been 30 years, yeah.
But you're right. We still have Stormtroopers and we still have Rebel Alliance.
Yeah. Well, I'd imagine the Death Star blows up or whatever. The Emperor's killed. Vader.
All right, spoiler alert.
Vader dies and whatever.
Uh-huh.
You've still got, hundreds of systems, like star systems and planets and grand moffs and whatever. Uh-huh. So I think it's just been like civil war and it's been scrapping at each other for however many years. That's what I think's happened there. So
good thinking.
I mean, do we really want to go back to another where there's a republic and there's council meetings and whatever?
We do not. Trade tariffs and blockades. None of that. None of that. If there's a blockade, we want something to run it. A blockade runner. You know what's up.
Then, of course, the bit which is a very divided... People are very divided on this. The new...
Siri. Siri, act it up.
People are very divided on this. The new lightsaber.
Oh, yes.
Right? Sith kind of looking guy stumbles forward in the snow, activates a lightsaber.
Probably Adam Driver, right?
Yeah, I think it's Adam Driver. Uh-huh. It could be not.
Uh-huh.
Could be Kenny Baker.
Yep.
But lightsaber activates. It's kind of like more crackly and fiery.
Yes.
And then it's got the two sidey bits. It's got like a cross guard on it.
Yeah, yeah.
People are either like, shut up, it's fine. Or that's like the worst thing ever.
Uh-huh.
Where do you sit on that?
It could be... Could be good.
Sure.
If it's a surprise option.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, classic lightsaber clash.
Yeah.
They clash together. They're just hanging out there.
Yeah, big
time. You've got the two lightsabery crossguards. Yeah. You just twirl it in your hand. You cut their hands off.
Good point.
Just cut them right off.
Cut them right off.
Yeah. They're not expecting that, are they?
And people are like, well, that seems really dangerous if you add that. I mean, it's all dangerous.
They know what they're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. They know what they're doing. It's a bloody laser sword.
Yeah.
And there's no weight in that beam. Mm-hmm. So you're essentially just swinging like... a torch.
Yeah.
Like, it's you know...
shake weight.
Exactly. Like, they know what they're doing. People are also saying that... Because it looks like a kind of haste... Not... It looks like a kind of hastily constructed kind of lightsaber.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, shoddily. Because the way...
It looks unstable.
Yeah, it's like spitting fire and whatever. So, people are saying maybe those are exhaust ports on the side.
Yeah, okay, cool.
As well.
Yeah.
So, either way. I made a video on this previously about all the new characters. I have a theory on who that is. And I'm probably wrong.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you know how in like history, right?
Our history.
Yes,
not regular Earth history.
No, the history of Star Wars,
I mean,
right?
History of Star Wars is contained within our
sure,
history.
Sure. Exactly. There's like a long history of Star Wars history of Jedi's just messing up Sith like badly.
Uh-huh.
Darth Maul cut in half, right?
Uh-huh.
He does come back in the expanded universe in the Clone Wars with robotic legs and he's all over the shop, right?
Because he's a little upset.
He had a bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Emperor Palpatine gets lightning deflected into his face.
Uh-huh.
Horribly burnt, scarred,
yep.
Terrible looking human being, right?
Yep.
Darth Vader, obviously, legs and arm cut off, rolls into a pit of fire.
David Prowse didn't get another gig.
Exactly. Long history, right? But then they always come back from that. A lot of time, these guys bounce back.
Yep.
Sith normally get one shot, they nearly die, come back as a horrible monster, then killed for real. Right?
Uh-huh.
I think this guy, there's also concept art of him where he's... Actually, before that. Also, Star Wars, right? It's always about father-son.
Oh, we're talking about Star Wars?
We're talking about Star Wars.
Okay, great.
There's a lot of, like, parallels between father-son relationship. There's, like, you know, obviously Luke and Vader, but also, like, Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi and whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, it's always about that. So, what do things happened here, right? After Return of the Jedi, to get a kind of system of government going to start the Jedi up. I think Luke starts a Jedi Council, right?
Yep.
It's gone pretty well. He's having a great time,
great.
Right? One of the recruits is Han Solo and Princess Leia's son.
Yes.
Right? In the books, he's called Jason Solo or whatever. But they're not necessarily going to go by that. Anyway, throughout that, he then kind of loses his way or whatever. They come to blows and Luke Skywalker like messes him up.
Oh, I
like,
see.
Bad,
right. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Like he puts him like down,
yeah.
But not for good.
No.
Right. There's all this.
Because you always get one.
You always get one.
Uh-huh.
There's concept art of a guy with kind of a metal hand. He's got a messed up face where a lot of it's kind of metal plating or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So I think what's happened, Luke seriously injured this guy.
Yep.
There's also rumored that Luke then goes into hiding.
Uh-huh.
Right. And this is all about the Force reawakening, whatever. So I think he tried to kickstart the Jedi Council again, made a bloody hatchet job of it.
Oh, yes.
And then goes into isolation because he's like, I'm dangerous, I messed up this kid or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So they either think he's dead or that guy's scarpered off. And he spent his years kind of hiding out in this kind of ice forest world, which is why he's kind of stumbling because he's kind of partly mechanical.
And he's chilly,
has mate. Mm. And that lightsaber's like cobbled together. So I think he's Sith.
Yep.
But he's not like traditional Sith. I think he's like... Because there's also a picture of him holding the Darth Vader burnt out helmet.
Oh, yes.
So I think he's basing a lot of his values on this, but he's not trained as a Sith.
Right,
but he's kind of picked up a lot of it. And I think he's... either Solo's kid or even Luke's kid. But either way, he's a Skywalker. And I think Daisy Ridley, who's the one living on Tatooine.
Yep.
This is going for a long time, isn't it?
No, it's good. You can make your little video about it.
Well, yeah, I can. You're right. And I think that she's a bit younger than him. She's out hanging out on Tatooine for whatever reason, not training as a Jedi. And I think then she comes together with John Boyega, uh-huh. who's also Force sensitive.
Right.
And rumor has it they come across Luke's severed hand at his lightsaber or whatever, and then they go to find Luke. Huh. And I think the showdown's going to be her against her brother or whoever that guy is.
Interesting.
That's what I think's going to happen. Yeah. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to delete this podcast.
Fantastic.
And video
Every
if I make
episode.
A video. Yep. Yes. Thoughts? That's okay, right?
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Where's your really expanded theory that you've thought about a lot in your spare time when you should be doing other things like going outside and making friends?
It's probably just Adam Driver in like a mask or something.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even reckon that lightsaber is real.
What do you mean?
I reckon it's just like a metal tube.
Oh, really?
And they do effects on it. Like special effects.
You got some wild theories about
it. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. I don't know if I like it. What else we got? I don't know.
I don't even think they think of those lines. I reckon people, like, there's like a bit of paper. It's got all the words that they say on it. They just read the words.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, do they have it in front of them?
No, it's probably off to the side. You can't see it. That's how they get you.
That's how they bloody get you. Mm-hmm. Last shot, of course, we talked about Millennium Falcon.
Yep.
Spinning through space or whatever. Very nostalgic. Big Star Warsy theme. John Williams, by the way, composed this theme. He's like 83, that dude.
Uh-huh.
He's doing amazing work.
Yeah.
He's responsible for like all the best theme songs, except for probably the NYPD Blue theme song, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Or did he do that?
I don't think he did that.
Or the
Everybody Loves Raymond theme song.
All the classic ones. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So there we go. We're excited, right, for this?
Very.
We've been burnt in the past, haven't
we? Definitely. You know what people are really... It's been out for a day-ish.
Mm.
People have done a lot of stuff in that day.
Yeah.
Like there's somebody made like their own action figures based on the character.
I guess you can do all the customized action figures.
I guess they can 3D print and stuff, but like, they made like the ball droid and they made Daisy, what's her face? Daisy Ridley's character and the speeder and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. They put it all together.
There's a sweet fan poster.
There is somebody made the poster, really good. Somebody made the George Lucas fan edit.
You just showed me that before this.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The George Lucas fan edit by, I can't remember, hang on. It was on the Late Night Films blog.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who's created it, but it's episode 7 as if it were in the style of the Star Wars prequels.
Yeah.
And when you watch that, you realize they have made a massive departure from the prequels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
it wouldn't put it past me that we would have seen that if this was a George Lucas.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that, you know what's amazing about that trailer?
We're having so well just watched.
How did they do that quickly?
If somebody snuck that past me first,
yeah.
Like if they're like, "Here's the new trailer," I'd be like, "Oh yeah, all right, I see where these are going." Like, I would genuinely think that's real, I would say.
Yeah.
Not good, but real.
Not good, but real.
I mean, it's good in that they've built, but it would not be a good film.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So there you go. Would you say you're more excited for this than before, as excited, equally excited, not excited at all? Rate your excitement. One being excited, two being very excited, or not excited.
So my options are one or two.
Yes.
And two... is two different things.
Yes.
Diametrically opposed. I guess I'm going to go one excited then because I'm so confused.
Great. Good. Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
I don't know. There's not enough to this for me.
Absolutely.
Look, it's pretty good.
I think the important thing is though, it sets the tone.
Yep.
It doesn't give too much away.
Uh-huh.
I think people often get upset by teasers if they don't tell you everything that's going on.
Right.
Like
yes.
this is how a teaser should be. The same way that, like, remember the Dark Knight teaser?
Yes.
Very simple, just a logo, people talking. But you get it. You know what it's about.
Yeah.
Same with this. Even if we don't know the exact stories, except I nailed that idea.
Probably nailed it,
That I think it's exactly what you want to say.
Yeah.
I mean, especially a year out. You don't want to know any more than this.
That's true, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Star Wars only when the movie comes out and nothing else in between.
Never again. Okay,
never
good.
Again.
Right. And then never after that either.
That's right.
Okay, good.
Okay, I guess we've got to do some Star Wars episodes coming up as well.
Yeah.
Oh, also I wanted to ask people, We're going to do another Let's Play.
Oh, yes.
I was thinking we could either do Jurassic Park
yep.
on the Super Nintendo, or uh-huh. we could maybe do a Super Star Wars game.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So people want to write in or tweet at us, Weekly Planet Pod or Mr. Sunday Movies or at Wikipedia Brown.
Sure.
What do you want to see? Or something else, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll probably do both eventually, or neither, because we made that Star Wars promise about never talking about Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, so we probably can't. We can't go back on a thing we've said on this.
Certainly not. Mm. Well, I'm excited, Mason. I don't know if you can tell. Do you see videos of people crying and stuff?
I did not see those, no.
I mean,
we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Star Wars fandom. Maybe not today, but soon. We're going to talk about it.
Look, you know what, though? I'm okay with it. If people are really...
I find it really interesting, is what I'm saying. I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I just find it really interesting. Anyway, continue.
Okay, fair enough. No, you're right. Another day. But now let's get to the thing that people want to hear about.
Great. Gotham. More Star Wars. More endless Star Wars evaluation and analysis.
Gotham.
Ugh. No, look.
Sure. Mid-season break. Yeah.
Didn't end with a bang so much.
It didn't. When it ended, I'm like, maybe I got that wrong. Maybe there's another one next week.
Uh-huh.
No.
Have you then checked?
I checked.
This is definitely not another definitely next week. Not. Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Fish Mooney will return in April or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Great.
Well, look, do you feel like it's treading water till Batman doesn't show up? Or
it cannot tread water that long.
No. Do you feel... It doesn't feel like it's treading water the same way that Smallville treads water.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of a different thing than Smallville. Smallville was like, Superman's coming.
Yeah.
Just wait, he will.
Uh-huh.
But this is not really about that. Batman's so far away.
Yeah, he's more than...
10 years.
He's more than 10 years, exactly, yeah.
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a lot to do. He's got a lot of staircases, railings to balance on.
He's got a lot of time to be an outcast in high school, or school, whatever this is, whatever he's up to. I don't know American schools.
Junior high.
Going to spend a lot of time being very concerned about his parents' murder.
Sure.
And corruption in Gotham City.
Do you think
the divide between rich and poor.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a big thing. That keeps coming
isn't
up.
Isn't it? Doesn't it keep coming up?
Uh-huh.
Do you like the kid, though? Oh, I was going to talk about this later. What do you think of the Bruce Wayne kid? Great eyebrows.
Yeah, great eyebrows.
Very serious looking dude.
He's a little bit robotic.
Yeah, he is. But I think that's on purpose.
Yeah. Look, I think that his... relationship between him, the chemistry between him and Selina is pretty good.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah.
He's a little bit like a robot though.
Yeah, but I think that's... Yeah, he's kind of working his way through his emotions and his feelings. Yeah. But, well, Batman's kind of... Bruce Wayne is very charming, like that's... But that's...
Tell me.
That's something he obviously puts on though.
Mm,
right.
Right.
So do you think that's something he learns or that's something he always was?
Oh, interesting. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, if it's something he puts on, he's a psychopath. So, yes, I think you're right, actually, yeah.
So, yeah, cool.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, should we talk about highlights, maybe, of the season?
Absolutely. Okay. All right,
well, starting at the final episode.
Yep.
Alfred and Bullock teaming up.
That was pretty great.
I think they should do that every episode.
Definitely.
I think it should be, if we're not going to get Batman, we should get them teaming up and just beating people up every episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know you were reluctant on the Alfred.
I've turned around on him.
You've turned around on him because he was very Cockney and Michael Caine-y.
Yeah.
And you want like proper British kind of guy. Uh-huh. But he's more like, he's thug Alfred.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I feel he's found a middle ground. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's clearly done some stuff.
Yes.
Like prior to being a butler inexplicably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like he was a soldier or whatever, or a boxer or a fencer.
Probably all those things.
Yeah. Or a musician.
He was an actor. He can whip a switch around.
Yeah. He was an actor though, wasn't he? Isn't he classically trained?
He was an actor.
He tread the boards.
Yeah, but he was also in the military in the comics.
Okay.
Like he's done some stuff.
Done some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Yeah.
But him and Bullock just cracking heads.
Yeah.
I'd be very happy just to see that every episode.
Bullock is great, isn't he?
Yes.
I think he's the best in that show.
There are some cornerstone characters in that show. There's some dead wood. Okay, Bullock, great.
Yep.
Alfred's good.
Yep.
Bruce
is fine.
Yeah, Bruce is fine. Penguin's good. Cobblepot, yeah, I think, is good. Is. He's a little bit snivelly.
Yeah.
And
I think a lot of the crime bosses are good, except for the one that we'll get to.
Yeah, sure.
But like
Falcone, yes.
Yeah. You know, your Falcone and your Maroni and whoever.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I think they're really well cast.
Uh-huh.
I think if you put them in a movie, you wouldn't blink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think, yes, Falcone especially would work well in The Dark Knight,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Mm.
But What about Gordon though himself?
Look.
I'm looking.
Yeah. I don't know. He sort of relies on the interactions with a lot of the other characters.
Yeah.
I think when he's talking to Bullock, he's got a lot of spark.
Yeah.
When he's talking to his fiance or his girlfriend or whatever, nothing. There's nothing there. She's a zero in that show. Like, she keeps leaving him. Like, she leaves him twice, I think, or maybe three times.
Yeah.
And at no point does he seem to be affected. Like, she'll leave him, and then the next episode he's fine.
Yeah,
like,
you're right. They don't even address. You're right.
Yeah.
Whenever something happens to Alfred in the comics, it kind of flows into his work. Yeah, like, he'll stay late, he'll drink, he'll have an affair, he'll be broken, he'll be tired.
Yep.
But this is just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
I got a lot going on at work also.
Yeah.
But she's a lot of, you don't tell me secrets about the city. And he's like, the city's dangerous. And then she leaves. And then he's like, all right,
back to work.
Yeah.
It's kind of a relief. Yeah. Yeah. It's nothing to that character.
Sure. But look, I think he does okay. I think the reason they cast him is because the actor who he is, that he's well known.
Uh-huh.
I've said this before. He's not very Jim Gordon-y way he is in the comics.
Uh-huh.
But I think he's serviceable. I think he does an okay job.
Mm-hmm.
He's not... It's probably better if they kind of focus more on your Bullocks or your Alfreds or whatever than shift some focus away from him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think.
I saw a production still from Arkham Knight, the new Batman game.
Yeah.
Gordon doesn't have a mustache.
What?
So here's my fan theory. They're the same universe. Right?
Sure, why not? Yeah. It could be.
It's going to tip over from just like this weird, like kind of a crime to just this insane Technicolor world of just... this nightmare world.
Sharks in you know, big rooms and whatever. Sort of sheets stuff. Of ice and freeze guns and whatever.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Mm. Do you think they'll slowly transition like...
One episode. Oh, really? Snap.
Just like, it'll just be like regular people. Then it'll be like CGI cutscene.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I think what'll happen is they'll just be like a train will arrive at like the Gotham, like the train station, just the doors will open and like 200 like really brightly coloured like supervillains will show up, just freeze gunning people and whatever. It'll be great.
That would be great.
Yeah, so anyway,
well, look,
it's fine.
Yeah. Some of the highlights for me. I think my favourite episode was Spirit of the Goat.
That one? Which is more it's kind of True Detective inspired.
It is, yeah. And I very much so. It's I like that villain. I didn't so much care for the twist how the psychologist was making them do it or whatever.
Because the wealth, because it's again, it's the same thing. It's the because the wealthy people of Gotham, they've taken everything and we're going to take the power back kind of thing. Like that's very, shut up with that thing. Shut up with it.
You only say that because you're so rich from this podcast.
That t-shirt money, you're getting so much.
Well, look, what do we got? We got some of the people that have shown up that show up later. The Riddler, like him.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of friendly also.
He seems very nice.
He seems very jovial.
Why is he turned to crime all of a sudden?
Because everyone hates him. Because everyone, like, doesn't appreciate him. And whenever he goes like, hey, I got this information, they're like, thanks. Fuck off. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I think we said this at when we talked about the first episode of Gotham. Like, by episode zero, everybody's already sick of him. Like, they've got no time for his riddles. They got no time for his, how about this for a clip? Shut up. Just give us the information. Get out. We know what you're going to say. Just don't say it and get out.
Penguin, we talked about.
Yep.
Black Mask. Or was that Black Mask's father and not original Black Mask?
Well, it's Richard Sionis.
Yeah.
In the comic books, it's Roman.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think maybe they've just changed the name.
Okay,
sure. People don't get Roman Sionis. Like it's...
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
All right, Harvey Dent?
Nothing, zero.
Odd, right?
Yeah, odd choice.
Off. He has that explosion scene.
Yes.
Where he flips out, but it's very not well handled.
Yeah, like...
I was supposed to show the duality of his personality, right.
But
blah.
Started straight away. He's flipping that coin straight away. Yeah, he's into it, right?
Yeah, he is.
Look, I don't know. I think Aaron Eckhart got it right.
Yeah, he did.
He's got to be as charismatic as Bruce Wayne, I think.
Okay.
Like, he's got to be a guy who could be the mayor.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, you know?
He's
on the fast track to being...
He's probably a bit too old as well. Because what, is he about 30? Maybe 35?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. Anyway, not that it matters. We're not going to see Batman, so it doesn't matter.
We're not going to see Two-Face either. So.
No, you're right.
Because there needs to be a Batman before there's a Two-Face, I would assume.
Well, that's right. Good point. Tommy Allen.
Batman throws that acid in his face. That's how that happened, right?
That should be the transition from this Gotham to Arkham Knight.
Yep.
That's what I think. Uh-huh. Acid throw, Technicolor nightmare. Yep. That's what should happen.
Yeah.
Tommy Elliot.
Yeah.
The bully at school.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was interesting. They must become friends because they become friends in the... They are friends in the comics. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like that bit where Alfred gave him a watch and then he hit him really hard. That was pretty good.
Yeah. I thought that was odd because they're just going around to people's houses and beating up Bruce's childhood bullies. What's going on there?
I guess there's a lesson in that.
Yeah.
Would your dad ever take
don't
you around...
Beat up, don't bully a rich kid.
Yeah.
Because his butler will beat you up.
Or at least show you a very effective method of
of
beating you up. Another classic villain, Fish Mooney.
Oh, yes.
The Weak Link, right?
Yes. And...
Clearly cannon fodder. Or
I'll be amazed if she's not killed in the season finale of this.
What is the thing that you predicted will definitely happen?
Somebody's going to say, we fed the fish to the penguin.
Yes.
That's
or feed that fish to the penguin.
Something involving fish and penguins.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. You're right. You're 100% right. Yeah. How shocking would that be if that does not happen?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
what if she's a fan favorite and we're this like little island?
I don't think
where
that's
we
true.
Hate her, but everybody else is like, yeah, Fish Mooney. Like if I go to Redbubble right now and I look up Fish Mooney and there's 400 t-shirt results.
It's possible. It's look, not. I haven't done a lot of Fish Mooney
googling,
but uh-huh. I think you made the point. She's okay. She's actually she has some good scenes.
Yep.
But she does that thing where she goes up and down, it's and so then she much, talks like this.
It's that scenery chewing, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm.
A lot of the gang scenes feel like they're straight out of
Compton.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. That's the word. That's the geographic location I was thinking of. Now they seem like they're out of like a sub kind of Goodfellas kind of film. Mm. Like there's the scene in the final episode,
like Godfather
where,
3.
Yes, where they're. Where Falcone kills a guy in the middle of their dinner and then they just keep having dinner with the body.
Good point, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You wouldn't. You'd leave. I'd leave.
I'd probably leave, yeah.
Yeah, after he's done his little speech about loyalty.
Totally. I'd be like, well now,
this is.
I'm going to leave.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
You're mean.
I'll just take this to go. I'll take my pasta fazool to go.
I didn't mention, well, we've got new villains as well, obviously. One of the old ones we saw, one of the Batman villains.
Generic assassins wearing black.
How quickly do you, when do you think we'll see League of Shadows? Season 2?
I don't know if we will, because we're there in Arrow.
Doesn't matter.
I reckon we might see Court of Owls.
Okay.
I think they're laying the groundwork for the Court of
Owls.
Well,
they are doing the animated movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently.
Because I can't remember what episode it was. It might have been the Black Mask episode.
Yeah.
It might have been a different episode.
Mm.
Somebody suggests that...
Someone going, I caught this owls.
Yeah, exactly.
Wink.
Wink. Oh, they lay it on thick. They lay it on so thick. Poison Ivy. Just throw her in there. Just wearing green and being a crazy little girl.
As soon as I saw that scene,
yep.
I thought to myself... Not a lot. I hope there's not a lot of this.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Bruce Wayne meeting all the people that like the villains when he's older.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he goes to school and it's like, oh, he's got a friend called Joe Kerr.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
That was
Clayface. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's.
I think, and I'm actually astounded because that, like, again, we're saying there are some good bits to this show, but there's some where they just beat you over the head with.
Yeah.
This is. How about this? Here, how about this reference?
How
I'm
about
astounded
this?
That she didn't like. We meet Poison Ivy. We meet Pamela.
Yeah.
And then Selina pushes Bruce away and they leave.
Yeah.
I'm astounded she didn't go, you got to stay away from Ivy, she's poison. I'm astounded that didn't happen.
They definitely cut that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But no, because I think they're going to do, I think as it goes on, they're going to show more of like Batman in school and, you know, the adventures.
Crazy.
It's going to, I think a lot of this is going to become the adventures of young Batman.
Right, yeah.
Which was I think they're going to make a cartoon series of that at some point. And Kevin Smith even floated the idea, and what's his name? Hugo Strange is the principal, and whatever.
Oh, don't like that.
But I think that this is gonna go like that.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I don't think that.
That last episode was just Bruce running around Gotham, meeting.
I guess so. I don't know if they'd be willing to change the format.
Mm.
Like, unless Because if the ratings are, I don't know what the ratings are like, but if they're really good, you don't want to mess with them and
sure.
risk losing all your audience.
Yeah.
If the ratings are bad.
But I think people, I think they'd assume that people are more interested in Batman or young Batman than which is not the case for me.
Right.
Like, I get it. I don't need to see his origin. Like, I know it.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was his training, yes, I would watch that.
They need a lot more money for that.
Yeah.
Like, if they had him jet-setting around the world and meeting interesting characters and whatever. All his villains and having adventures or whatever, that would be good. But there's no money for that. And they've already built the Gotham sets.
So. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think they've laid the ground for the Court of Owls, because I think somebody said, like, I can't remember what episode it was, but they're like, this isn't, you know, these guys aren't the real villains. There's something more behind that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
I think
good
it's
point.
The Court of
Owls. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I like the idea of Court of Owls.
Hmm.
You don't like it though, do you?
It's all right.
Really?
It's fine.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I know you do.
I was going to say, I think
that's about it. One thing that, there's a lot of tell, don't show, I think, in this. And if you recall, at one point, Fish Mooney, our favourite character, auditions two women.
Yes.
And one of them, like, and they have a girl fight, girl fight, which is quite brutal.
Mm.
And then the one that wins has been, like, sent to infiltrate Falcone's.
Yes. But everybody's double-crossing everyone else.
But we don't see any of that.
No,
like,
we don't.
It's just implied that the mistress is getting in there and stealing all the things. We don't see it. I reckon, and it's kind of, yeah, there's not a lot to that. I think the only time we're going to see that is when the reveal is made.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be, like, in a bedroom or something like that, in Falcone's bedroom or whatever, or having dinner or something. And then one of them's going to be, they're going to be like, oh, we're having such a great day. Oh, we're so in love. And then one is going to reveal to the other that they know.
And then
we're supposed to feel something, but we'll be like, yeah, but we've not seen that relationship happen. So why? That's the same with Gordon and Sarah.
Oh, okay, yeah, really, like, good point. Yeah,
where's the love? The relationship? Where is the love? Where? Thank you, Black Eyed Peas. Where is the love?
Yeah, I think you're right, because there's a lot of, like, Fish Moon is like, what are you doing with the mob boss? What are you up to? And she's like, oh, I just kind of sing for him and kind of bring him food.
Uh-huh.
And that's all that's really ever said about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
Great.
I was going to say, actually, Zaz showed up.
That's probably a highlight for me as
well. I like that, yeah.
We went from highlights to all the characters are really bad. Now we're back to a highlight. Yeah, that is probably the shootout. In the Gotham Police Department.
That was brutal how they all just left.
Yeah. And again, but there's very little consequence. Like, we go to the next episode.
Yeah.
And all the cops...
He's kind of mad.
Yeah, he's kind of mad. And the rest of the cops are kind of embarrassed that they left him to his death.
And he got through it.
Yeah, he got through it, yeah.
And the Balloon Man, what about that?
Oh, yeah, Balloon Man. Yeah, that's my
favorite. That's all right.
Yeah, like, with Zaz.
That was because the rich.
Yeah, the rich, exactly. They're having too much power. We've got to take the power back. But, I think the idea was with Zaz that, like, in a way it was effective in showing that the crime is so rampant in Gotham that they can just kick the cops out of their own police department. But they didn't factor in the consequences of that.
Oh, that how you could now do that could happen at any point.
Well, it could happen at any point, but also that, you know, Gordon has to work with these guys every week after this.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Good point.
Yeah. If they were going to do that, they should have saved it for the season finale.
Yeah.
And then when he has to go work at Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. He's pretty upset.
He's pretty upset.
I forgot that happened. Yeah. He gets fired or he quits or whatever.
Yeah.
The mayor. Politics.
Exactly.
Rich, poor-ness.
Yep. Good.
I was going to say something else. What was I going to say? You know what was a good Zaz bit?
Yes.
When
He's got so much Zaz, that guy. He's got sass and pizzazz. That's that. Hence the name. Did you know that's the origin of the name? Because he's got sass and pizzazz? What if it was?
That would be... I paused for a second because I thought about it.
Yep.
It wouldn't be surprising to me if that was the origin in this show.
Yeah.
But
he was one of Fish Mooney's auditions.
Yeah. But, there's a bit where you kind of hint about Zaz's kind of OCD. You know, if you don't know, Zaz in the comics, when he kills someone, he does it in the show, actually. He puts a tally on his body.
Yep.
Scars it on. So in the modern day Batman, he's covered in scars.
Yes.
And I think one of them is also Alfred, but he didn't kill Alfred. So that one, he can't handle it.
Right, yeah.
Puts on him. But there's a bit where the mob boss or whatever, one of them, lets Gordon go. And Zaz is like, what? Like, he just kind of like, because you know that, because he wants that. Do you know what I mean? Right, but it's not elaborated on, but I kind of like that nice little touch.
Yes.
Which was cool. And he's bald, and that's what that's about, that character.
Correct.
Being a bald dude.
Yes.
Yeah. There we go.
What else?
That's
what else has happened?
Spirit of the Goat. Oh, Balloon Man. That's about it.
Balloon Man. Jeez.
We talked about this enough.
Yeah, I think so. I think if we're struggling to find...
Okay.
What do you hope happens in the next couple of seasons? Or the rest of this season?
You know what?
Yes.
There's a lot of comic book shows right now.
Yes.
I want one of them to fold.
Do you care which one it is? Do you think you hope it's...
Not
Gotham?
Overly, no.
Do you hope it's Constantine? I haven't watched any of that
yet. Yeah, we got to watch Constantine. Well, that looks like that might fold. So, yeah.
Good. No, I don't know. I've not heard good things.
I've heard the guy's good.
Yeah.
But he's got... Oh, Boone said this. No one to bounce off.
Oh, yes.
So,
yeah. Look, but I've heard that also that... Why are we talking about this?
We haven't seen it.
No, you know what? That's part and parcel of this show. Let's talk about stuff we've not seen.
Sure.
Star
Wars.
Yeah.
Episode 7.
I've heard that he's like this proactive monster hunter.
Okay.
Which is sort of a... Like, that works for a weekly show, but that's not that character.
No.
That's... Stuff happens to Constantine.
Yeah.
Like, all his bad stuff... All the
comes
bad
back
stuff
to
is bad.
Bite him in the ass.
Yeah. And that, apparently, this is... Like, in Constantine, like, he's got a wall of, like, supernatural... Occurrences across
the
US.
He's got the supernatural DVD set.
He's got the DVD set, and he's like, "Look, I'm gonna make some of this happen."
Yeah.
But he's got all the occurrences across the US, and he's like, "I'm gonna track all these down, and I'm gonna stop all this badness from happening." And
no.
I'm like, "That's not Constantine." Right?
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
I'm gonna give it 2 episodes.
Do you watch the pilot?
No.
It's alright.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So basically, he's paying for his sins or whatever. So he's done stuff in the past, and then he's like, "Oh, I have to deal with this shit now."
Yeah, yeah.
And he's reluctantly dragged into whatever. By the way, Justice League Mortal script, Justice League Dark script is done as well.
Okay,
Chimera,
good.
Chimera, Del Toro
magic
said
one.
So.
Right.
So maybe this is him setting up all the things that then come back to bite him in the ass.
Oh, I see.
Season
right.
one set right. up. Season 2 bitten in the ass.
This is the long game. Okay, yeah. right.
There you go. So that's our thoughts on both Gotham and Constantine.
Yeah. Okay, which do you think of the ones you've seen? Which do you wish would fold?
I don't care.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. What it... see, I don't know. See...
Because I like them all just fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But I just feel like I'd have more hours in the day.
Correct, yes.
If I did.
That's very
And
true.
Look, a lot of these I would... Like, I wouldn't watch Arrow and The Flash and this every and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. every week.
Yeah.
And they're all fine. I've no problem with any of them if I wasn't doing this.
Right.
So I'd save them up and I'd watch them all at once, or I'd never watch them.
Correct.
So I just feel like... And this is just me, because we do this. Like, the pressure is on for me to watch all these shows.
And have an opinion on them.
And have an opinion, exactly. When, in reality, I don't have an opinion.
Right.
I guess I do. Mm. But, yeah.
Yeah. What if they released a 1 episode a week? Like, you got a Flash, and then next week you got an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And, like, it was like they all colluded. And they were like, "Look, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to watch this much superhero TV every week."
Or do they, though?
Yeah, maybe.
Or do they? I think this is going to get more and more. I think we're going to see a lot more of this.
Great.
This is going to be a long road for us, mate.
Okay, fantastic. But that means more episodes of this and more sweet T-shirt coin.
Good point. Didn't even think of
dollar
that.
Dollar a month.
Redbubble.net. Get there. They're on the front page.
Great.
All right. You know what it's time for now, though?
What is it time for?
What we reading?
Oh, yes. What we gonna read.
You know it.
Oh, we're doing it back and forth now.
We said
clever.
Are.
Love it.
I'm doing a thing.
What are we reading today? Oh, you know what I reading this week?
Yeah.
I watched the film Whiplash. You heard about that?
Which is that one?
It's not a superhero film.
Not
or
interested.
Any,
shut
action
up.
Of any, well, it's not. Look, if you only like superhero smash and stuff, which I do, probably won't be interested in this, but I mention it only because it features friend of the show, J.K. Simmons, J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, the trumpet one. Yeah. Oh, the drum one.
It's a jazz film. It's
and it's
jazz.
Got the guy from Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
You can bring that up. That's fine.
Yeah, what's his face? Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's what he's called in the film.
Mm.
Whiplash. But it's about a
Whiplash Fantastic.
It's about a jazz drummer, and he wants to be the best being a jazz drummer, playing jazz.
And
J.K. Simmons is a hard-nosed jazz instructor who's good at jazz.
I've heard jazz. The music playing in that looks like they're playing real music.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
yeah.
It's one of those things. Like if you watch a movie and it's about a comedian,
yeah,
and it's really difficult to make that comedian funny.
It is,
like, objectively funny because everybody would have different opinions about.
I found
what
that about funny
people,
where Seth Rogen gets up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And Seth Rogen is funny. Yeah. But Seth Rogen is not a comedian.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
not in traditional sense. But yeah, sorry, go on.
But yeah, so like it's because it's objectively, you're like, well, not everybody would find this funny. So if this guy's going to have a successful comedy set or whatever,
yeah,
a lot of people might watch that film and go, well, I didn't think it was that funny. Why is the audience in the film enjoying that?
Yeah.
Like it's similar to this. Like, it's a movie about music and somebody playing music, you know, to the highest skill level. How do they make that look good? And it looks incredible. And I like, maybe musicians in the audience would be like, well, that's not so good, but to me, it looks pretty good.
Okay.
Anyway,
cool.
it's a really solid drama. It's nice.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that at the cinema?
I did see it at the cinema.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check that out. I don't know. I was looking forward to that.
Mm.
Are there life lessons?
Yeah, there's a few life lessons.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
But there's J.K. Simmons yelling a lot, and that's pretty good. Yeah. Also, thank you to while we're on the subject of J.K. Simmons, thank you to everybody who sent me Snapchats this week. I got a lot. I should
you
say
you got it and showed me.
I
my
hundreds.
God.
Thank you for those, but due to the sheer volume, I'm probably not going to reply to any of them. But thank you to everybody. I got some sweet.
You show me that one, and I nearly killed over.
Yeah, and look, I lost because there's so many. I lost it in the shuffle.
Yeah.
So I can't thank you for it, but it was one of our listeners, and he's made himself a J. Jonah Jameson mustache. He may or may not have been shirtless, and he's like, "Give me those Spider-Man pictures." So good. Great stuff. I got someone who made himself run in the Accuser. That was pretty good. Yeah. I got a lot of people grabbing gems, which I like.
Right.
I got...
Any lunatics?
Yeah, a few lunatics. I got a lot of people who are clearly skiving off from work or school or university, just not doing work. Just listen to our podcast, which I love. That's great.
Yeah, that is cool.
As far and wide as Ballarat.
The mysterious city
of Ballarat.
The rat. Who's in the rat watching this show?
I don't know, but I've got
family in Ballarat,
maybe,
man.
Maybe, that's probably it, yeah.
Let's go down there.
Anyway, thank you for all of those. Pretty great. Yeah. I'll intermittently send one, a Snapchat, when I think of it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Can you Snapchat me?
You don't have a Snapchat.
I'll get one. Okay, no, actually, I won't. That sounds like a nightmare.
It's terrifying.
All right.
What were we talking about? Whiplash. Great film.
Great film, all right. Well, I want to see that. I wanted to see that, now I will see that.
Great.
You've locked it into my mind.
Yeah, okay. I had maybe another thing as well, but I'll come back to that.
All right. Well, I'm going to quickly mention my favorite Star Wars book, which is Star Wars Shadows of the Empire.
Oh, yes.
I've mentioned before, Set Between Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. If you want a taste of that original trilogy, that's where you go.
Cool.
And it's also probably in canon because everything else after Return of the Jedi is wiped.
Oh, yes.
And possibly before, I don't know. Whatever they want to do. But actually, a lot of people recommended that I watch The Maze Runner. So I did.
Oh, yes.
And it's okay. I was like, that's all right. It's got some spider monsters. It's got a maze. It's got some running.
Okay.
It's got like a bit where things fall and they run. As a kind of teen, kind of, you know, apocalyptic, you're a hero thing.
Uh-huh.
It's fine. It's good.
Better or worse than Hunger Games?
The new one?
Yes.
It's about the same.
Great. There you go.
Some people would probably say The Hunger Games is better. The Hunger Games probably was better cast, no doubt.
Uh-huh.
But it's, I mean, it's entertaining enough. It's fine.
Uh-huh. Great. Would you have watched if people hadn't said...
Probably not.
Okay. No. If you didn't have a segment in your life called What You Read and What You're Gonna Read, would you have watched it?
I just, you know what? I made a lot of Star Wars stuff this weekend and whatever. And I'm just like, I just need to watch something that's not Star Wars because I'm going to throw myself off something.
So you'd say to cleanse the palate, to just switch your brain off and watch it. It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Someone
I'm
else?
I'm also reading Superior Iron Man.
Two issues are out, right? Yeah. I haven't read it yet.
It's okay.
Yeah. I bet it's light.
In tone or?
No, like physically.
Oh, yeah, it's quite light. Yeah. It's, well, I got it digitally, so it weighs nothing.
Okay.
I think because Superior Spider-Man was successful, they're just going to do the roster. And they're going to do Superior all. Because it's essentially the same thing. It's not.
Doc Ock gets in Tony Stark's mind.
Exactly. The premise is because the Red Skull recently acquired some of Professor X's powers. And
he's crafty, isn't he?
I know, right? Yeah, yeah. And there was a battle between his team and the Avengers and the X-Men and whatever, and he managed to alter the personalities of several of the Avengers, and one of them being Iron Man, and now he's just a dickhead for no reason. Like, he's just a real jerk now. And, like, you know, it's It's interesting. I don't know where it's going to go yet. Like he's built a. I don't want to spoil too much, but he's built a. He's made an app. He's got a new version of Extremis, and he's built an app where if you, you just download the app, and then all of a sudden you become healthy and beautiful and what have you. Like it alters your DNA.
Oh crap!
But then it's spoilers. But there's more to these issues. But it turns out that once the trial period on the app is expired, it switches off again, and then you've got to pay $99.99 to become beautiful again
forever. Or is it a subscription base? Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's mean.
That's mean, but it's also like $20 cheaper than buying all the armors in the Iron Man 3 iPad game. Gotcha. Whoever made that game. Sweet
build up. Well done. And you've done some math clearly in preparation for that. Yeah. That's good job.
It's pretty good. That's good. Nice. He's got you know Iron Man's become a villain when his powers become super advanced. So he's got the new liquid metal suit. So he's a villain again.
What's his beard? What's he doing there?
It's more it's like the regular goatee now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm cool with that.
Kind of Fu Manchu-y mustache.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's alright. Yeah.
This is from Andrew. He's got a What We Read In. Hey, James. Andrew didn't mention you, just so we're clear.
Wow.
Andrew from Dublin here. In the 2008 Clone Wars movie and show were super awful. I've seen that movie. It's not good. Apparently, the Clone Wars show, I didn't watch. I watched like the first few. Uh-huh. Apparently, it gets really, really good in like season 3.
Oh, great.
But who's battling through to that?
Mm.
Not this guy. But also, there's a lesser known, and I've seen this, and it's great, hand-drawn Clone Wars cartoon from 2003. It's mercifully short and well worth a look. Those Clone Wars cartoons, there's two series. The first one, they're like a 2 or 3 minutes each, and it's set during the Clone Wars.
Oh, yes.
That is better than all the prequels combined.
Oh, there you go. But it features all your favorite characters. Grievous, Dexter Jetster, Watto,
Dooku.
All the greats.
Mace Windu. It's got the best thing that Mace Windu does ever.
Yes.
He takes on like a whole army of battle droids, loses his lightsaber, takes him out barehanded.
Huh.
It's crazy good.
Okay. All right.
And you probably find him on YouTube or whatever. Totally, yeah. So yeah, get into it.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's what we read in Mason.
Oh, also reading Batgirl.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah, it's good. She has moved to Burnside, which is like the hipster capital of Gotham.
Okay.
It's like Fitzroy.
Okay.
Or Portland.
Okay.
So it's real hip. But it's good. It's a good show. It's a good
great.
It's
So she's just hanging out. Skinny lattes.
Skinny
soy
lattes.
Sorry. Yeah.
Precisely.
Great. All right. Well, that's what we're reading then.
Love it.
Read all those things, guys.
All of them.
Especially The Maze Runner.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Brandon.
Oh, yes.
Pronounced Brandon.
Hello, Brandon. listener Brandon.
I just recently discovered your podcast via your fantastic YouTube videos. That's right.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey. This guy.
Happy to make them, happy to be in them, happy to be the star. Love your feedback.
During a recent trip with my 7-year-old, I had the opportunity to listen over 13 hours of your show while my son played with my iPad in the passenger seat. That sounds dangerous.
not in the iPad driver's seat.
No, I mean, just mean the listening like that. Yeah. However, that's not the amazing part. The next night when we were home, I heard a ruckus coming from his room that he shares with his 3 and 4-year-old brothers. They had snuck out of the bed and were jumping up and down in their bed singing Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole and laughing hysterically. Apparently, the opening jingle had made an impression and he thought it was a good idea to teach it to his brothers. I found it hilarious. My wife less so.
Yeah, we've ruined that family.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well done.
Specifically, the Brute has ruined that family.
Yes.
Nice one, the Brute.
Shout out for Father of the Year. Definitely. Also, I'd like to be named the official best dad in the world who has a bastard child himself of the Weekly Planet. If that's too real, then the best dad in the world will suffice.
Both.
But it's not real enough.
Yeah.
Keep up the fantastic work. Thank you, Brandon. Sorry, I mean Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
That's great.
Delightful to hear from you, Brandon.
I thought you'd like that. All right, next up. Hello, James and Nick.
Hello.
Hello. My wife and I are expecting our number 2 baby on the 5th of May. For the uninitiated, that is a mere 4 days after the wide release of the Avengers Age of Ultron.
And what was the date?
5th of May.
Okay, cool.
Well, you got something on?
No, it's right.
I've heard you guys plead the case to another expected mothers for a father. That was Justin Hayden.
Oh, yes.
He's a good dude.
Absolutely, yeah.
For a father to be able to see Cap 2, and I'm hoping you can help a brother out. Please, James and Nick, convince my wife I should be able to see this movie, even if number 2 comes early. Baby number 2.
Yeah, okay, right.
Keep up the great work on the podcast. It's a funny show I listen to all week. The New York accents are spot on. Thank you. By the way, I'm now the official Doc Ock / Spider-Man of the podcast. That's from K-Van. Pronounced K-Van for James, since his kryptonite is words.
I like you said K-Van, pronounced K-Van. You left them both in. You idiots.
Since his kryptonite is words with more than two syllables. Correct. And being punched in my balls. Those are my two kryptonites. Two,
yeah.
What do you think? How do you convince somebody to abandon their newborn child?
Look.
We've done it before.
Yeah, we have. Just listen to that one again. God. They're all the same. All babies are the same. No, they're great. I don't know.
Look, the way you got to put it is that this is important, and for my own, you know, sometimes a guy's got to have his own time. You trade it off.
You go, I'll see this one, and you see whatever dumb movie
you
like.
See Must Love Dogs 2.
Oh, is that coming out soon?
With Joan Cusack instead of John Cusack.
Wow.
I don't know. I haven't seen Switching it. It's not real. But yeah, good luck, K-Van. K-Van. K-Van.
K-Van.
Yeah.
Like a cave-in.
Yeah, like a cave-in.
Yeah.
In a mountain.
Like caving, when you go caving. And you
I've been caving. I have to tell this guy. Right. I'm bloody... I've never
it.
Been
right.
caving.
Okay.
Stay out of
we
caves.
We didn't solve that problem, but...
We did!
All right, okay, good.
We did.
Okay, good, great.
This is from Scully.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Skeptical much, like the Scully from the TV show? Let's find out
okay,
together.
Good.
I'll read
go.
It. All you right. listen. Dear Weekly Planet, through a series of apparent unrelated coincidences, I've recently
They're
found...
always apparently unrelated, aren't they?
I recently found out
that but then you find out the lizard people are behind it all.
I recently found out that several of celebs and other nerdy figureheads that I you've talked about this before, specifically with Dassalo.
Uh-huh.
Nerdy figureheads that I've previously respected in so much as you can have respect for someone you've never met, do not believe that humans have physically landed on the moon.
Right.
I demand a definitive answer from both of you as to whether you guys accept the reality of the moon landings. P.S. Can my infant son be the official evil baby genius of the podcast?
Yes.
Yes. Cheers, Scully. Mm. Very skeptical, Scully.
Very skeptical.
Or a believer.
Oh, I see.
Do you believe in the moon landing?
Yes.
This comes up a lot, doesn't it?
Seems so, yeah.
Look, to be fair though, Mason, those shadows.
Oh, the shadows were moving in a different way, weren't they? Yeah.
No, I believe in the moon landing. And you know what? If it's not true, I don't give a shit. Whatever. I don't care. If they faked it, well done. That's really difficult.
Mm.
So that's more impressive in a way.
I don't believe in conspiracy theories, generally speaking, because I don't believe in the competence of a large group of people together.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe... Like, if let's say they faked the moon landings. I find it astounding that in the decades since, nobody's either slipped up...
Yep.
...and accidentally, you know...
Yeah.
...released their... You know, the clipboard. You know, they took the clipboard home with all the faking instructions on it, and they just left it out one
day.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Or
it's like the new iPhone that was always leaked because some employee like leaves it at a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's
yeah.
the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Or like you know, or somebody hasn't just cracked.
Yeah.
And gone. Okay, here's what happened.
Here's the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. Uh-huh. For a book deal, even or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Have you seen the footage of I think it's Buzz Aldrin? Where a guy confronts him.
Yeah, we've had this. We talked about it on the.
Oh, maybe you did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And the guy and Buzz punches him in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
pretty great.
Yeah.
Look that up.
Uh-huh.
If someone came up to me though and was like, "You didn't really do that thing you do," would you punch them in the face? I guess it's pretty.
Let's say it
though.
Happened literally every day of your life.
yeah, yeah. Good point. Yeah, yeah. Oh no, I'm fine with yeah. it. Don't confront an angry old man. Of course, no. you're going to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
From an older time, we could punch somebody for having a difference of opinion.
Hey, James, editor at the website known as comicbookmovie.com and Meso. Now, I know this isn't as bad as some of your listeners' lives, and I'm pretty well off, so I shouldn't be complaining, but I've been going through a rough patch friends-wise at school lately, and your podcast really makes my day on the walk home and to school. So thank you. That sucks. Sorry to hear that. High school is bullshit sometimes.
Yeah, it is, but the best thing to know about high school is... As soon as it's over, it
yeah.
makes no difference.
No, like it doesn't.
It's done.
Exactly.
Just get through it.
And you get to kind of, you know, you just don't see a lot of people anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true,
you,
yeah.
You don't have to.
You find better ones.
You do.
I find people who are like, you know what, the golden years were the high school, like, they were absolutely not. Don't think that
you
at
should,
all.
Yeah, that, look, even if they were for you, you should always be kind of moving forward.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
try yeah. and better your life.
Yeah. What I think the movie Brick, we've talked about the Rian Johnson movie
sure.
Brick, that sort of encapsulates the high school experience because it's kind of, well, not really, not at all. But I think it's a good metaphor in that...
yeah, the shaft is the principal.
Yeah, there's this mystery... And it's, you know, it's encompassing their whole world.
It's very important.
But when it goes out of that world,
yeah.
like, it's just their mum is just making them some lemonade.
Yeah.
You know, it's
exactly.
But it's not the real world.
No, it's really not. Yeah, the real world's much worse.
Oh, no!
Nah, that sucks. I hope that all works out, man. That's no good. He also said, I've realized that you have been mentioned two of my three favorite bands over the past 2 weeks, Blink-182 and Sum 41. It would be amazing if you could drop a subtle reference to my fave band of all time, Green Day.
Hey, I really like Green Day. It's real good.
Do you like the album American Idiots?
No.
Okay. I don't mind Green Day.
Yeah.
You're against them.
This Green Day discussion is over.
Anyways, thanks a lot. Can't wait for Avengers 2. I'm planning on taking my mate and pissing him off with random facts I've gained from you. Oh, please. That's great. Cheers. Thanks. That's really cool. Thank you. Hope that all works out, man.
Just point at the screen and go, that's Andy Serkis. It's Andy Serkis.
We didn't talk about the Star Wars voiceover.
That's Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis, yeah.
Yeah.
We did it.
Definitely Andy Serkis.
This is from Austin H. Yo, James and Mason. I sound so white when I do that. Yo.
He's probably white as well.
Are you white, Austin? Let us
email
know.
Email back in.
I'm a long-time listener from North California.
If you're not, that's totally fine.
That's also fine, yeah, yes. Fine. So last week I was listening to you guys while driving totally wrecked the shit out of my car in the middle of the podcast. So I just wanted to let you know, you give me a look there. Yeah, I know. Pretty messed up. That you're totally getting sued, you dicks. Joking. Maybe either way, I officially claim the title of official car accident victim of the podcast. Thanks for the great show, guys.
We claimed another one.
Oh, and...
I hope you're okay.
Arrow and suck it, Mason. Just so you know.
I hope you're not okay. Twist. No, I hope you are.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, man. You're alive, though. That's good. And you can type an email. So you've got use of at least one hand. Or your face.
Or voice recognition.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Siri, maybe help you out?
Maybe. Yeah. Good luck, Austin. Get back out there.
Yeah. Good job,
last
Siri.
Last email. Yes. Hey, guys. I'm a bit of a late comer to the party as I've only been listening for about a month. But a couple of weeks ago, I decided to start listening.
It's right. It only started getting good a month ago. So.
Yeah. I started listening from the beginning in order to get a better understanding of what hell kind of shambles this is. I do a lot of driving, so be careful. I do a lot of driving, so this affords me the time to listen at least 3 days a week. And it's been a joy to
hear. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2. Goggles and gloves, mate. Come on. You know what happens.
You know, it's a joy to hear the podcast evolve. Love the origin of what we read and what we're going to read theme, even though sometimes the sound quality may vary. That's very true.
I've never noticed. It always sounds the same to me.
You mean as we do it?
In this room.
Yes. You guys have always spot on. You never fail to make me laugh with your crazy Aussie ways. Now that I've buttered you up, I'd love a shout out from the future, as I'm currently listening to the best worst X-Men movie episodes, and I'm slowly making my way to the present day. So if you carry the 4 and divide by the circumference of Venus, I will hear it in around 2 weeks. Keep up the good work, fellas. You're doing a smashing job.
In the future, the world has gone bad. We're fighting over fuel. There's one apple left. It's mine. You can't have it.
Can I have some of the apple?
No.
Can I have half?
Yeah, right.
Can I have the core?
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, all right.
That's what. Cheers, guys. Jack. P.S. Mason.
Yes?
You're all right.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. A lot of emails.
I feel you add those. I feel you are adding those at the end. Because I'm on the verge of quitting every week.
Go through the emails.
You're all right. Keep doing what you're doing.
Go through the emails. You always get like a reference at the end that P.S. There's a lot of tell Mason he's a dickhead.
Yep.
Or tell Mason I said this.
Because they know I'm not reading those.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Uh-huh, I understand.
So yeah.
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 Great.
There we
thanks.
Go. So that's the show for this week.
We did it again.
Easter egg, Jack. You got one. You know, in the future as well, fuel doesn't keep, apparently. You know, Mad Max, it's a lie. Yes. Have we talked about this? Who cares? Where can people find us, Mason? Your Snapchat, obviously.
Yep. Not telling that again. That's fine. No, I enjoy them, but I can't. I can't Snapchat
you
back.
Yeah, sorry.
Of the time.
Now you know how I feel with the bloody earlier, emails, mate,
yeah,
every week.
I understand. Yeah. They can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail. That's I'm correct. At Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies, and both of us are at Mr. Sunday... Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies if you want to contribute to the show.
Yeah.
Also, the Redbubble t-shirts.
We'll put them on
check
Facebook.
Them out. Yeah, we will.
I'm going to buy one. I'm going to buy two.
Me
probably.
Too.
I'm going to buy the Weekly Planet one and the one that's just me. I'll be honest with you. Gotta get a kick out of that.
They're pretty great. So
also,
even...
Can we get the stats on it? I wonder who's going to buy more. Like, is the me t-shirt going to sell more?
Or
is the
me
you t-shirt going to sell more?
Good right? point.
Because yours does have shooting up your butthole on it.
Well, actually, I requested.
There's one without, right?
One without. I said, because I would, like, I love that, but I would not wear a t-shirt that says shooting up your butthole.
Right, yeah. Because, you know. Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, not to say that people wouldn't. If that's your thing, go for it.
Yeah.
Bloody love it.
If that's your whole way of life.
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a solid one, which looks real good.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. So yeah,
that's exciting.
Next week, Mason. Yes. I hate to break this to you.
Yes.
But the Hobbit's coming up.
Great. Great.
We'll do Lord of the Rings maybe next week, and some finishing off some shows maybe, and then we'll
have. When you say Lord of the Rings, do I have to read Lord of the Rings?
Yes. Ugh. No. We'll just talk about the Lord of the Rings movies, and then maybe the week after we'll do the Hobbit.
Should I watch some of the Hobbit films?
Yes.
Ugh, all right.
Bear in mind,
I'm on the verge of quitting. Tell me more positive emails.
B.S. Mason, you're all right.
Yay, I'm back in.
The Lord of the Rings I've watched multiple times. The Hobbit I've watched both of them once.
Okay, great.
So that's any indication of that. If people don't want us to talk about them, we just won't either.
I saw the trailer for the current one when I watched The Hunger Games, and it was pretty good.
Okay,
back on board.
Just watch the other two. We'll see how that goes.
Okay, great. Not on board anymore.
Okay, thanks everybody. Please email in with whatever suggestions, things that you hate about us.
Oh, that's so good.
Whatever.
Oh, I did get a couple of death threats on Snapchat as well, which we know I love, so keep them coming.
All right, thanks guys.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.